This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 342 for Friday, April 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Friday, with losses in the front months and gains in the new crop contracts in choppy activity. Canola down nearly $10 to up $2. The May contract, it's up or down $2.40 at $811 per ton. July down $9.60 at $738.80. But new crop November up $1.70 at $629.20. That nearby May contract had hit new highs earlier today, but retreated in sympathy with Chicago soybeans after the release of the monthly USDA supply-demand report. Profit taking ahead of the weekend also pressured values. However, ongoing concerns over tight supplies did provide support, with drought conditions across much of the prairies also underpinning the futures, despite forecasts calling for much-needed moisture over the next week. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, corn mixed, and wheat higher, as the U.S. grains and oilseeds reacted to the monthly supply-demand estimates from the USDA. Soybeans down 12 cents in the May contract at $14.03 per bushel. The USDA kept its projection for U.S. soybean ending stocks this year unchanged at 120 million bushels. That accounted for some of the selling in the market, as expectations had been for a downward revision. Meanwhile, world soybean ending stocks were raised by over 3 million tons from March, with an increased production estimate out of Brazil behind some of the adjustment. Corn futures were mixed. They hit fresh highs in reaction to the report before retreating to end on both sides of unchanged. May down 2 cents at 577 per bushel. U.S. corn carryout for the year was lowered by 150 million bushels from March, now at 1.35 billion bushels. The world corn carryover came in below expectations at 283.8 million tons. That was down by about 4 million from the March estimate, and well below the 303 million ton carryout from last year. Wheat futures, they're higher across the board, with declining world supplies behind some of the strength. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in May at 654 per bushel. Kansas City up 10 cents in May at 586 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also up 10 cents in the May contract at 638 and three quarters. The USDA lowered its world wheat carryout forecast to 295.5 million tons. That was down by about 5.7 million from an earlier estimate, and below even the lowest pre-report guesses. Dryness concerns in the northern plains were also supportive, but an increase in the U.S. wheat carryout to 852 million bushels from 836 did temper the upside slightly. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.